Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, I finished verses 1 through 4, so listen in as we start verses 5 through 7 today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Aiden Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're going on now today to 1 John chapter 1. And verses 5 through 7, and continuing on after that. Now, let me also just say that this is a devotional study. I did go through this book over 10 years ago on radio, and it was just a blessing to my own heart to be able to do so. And that was more of the technical, get into the study, get into the book type of a study. This is a more of a devotional study. When I went through and prepared for this, outside of a Greek Bible and notes from Brother Henry Morse's study Bible, the Defender's Bible, outside of those two sources, most all of this is just, are things that I wrote down. I outlined it. I put down my thoughts, and most all of this is really things that I composed over about a six-month period, spending about an hour most days on it and during those 6 months, just to come to these things. And I found it interesting because as I was preaching through the fourth chapter, the chapter on love, you'd say, boy, isn't that great to be able to preach a chapter on the love of God? And boy, there's usually no problems. When you preach on the love of God, nobody's offended. Probably the chapter that I got most the anger at me, complaints against me, was in the fourth chapter of 1 John. So all this, though, is devotional, and it's yet true to the Word. So if you heard the first study through the book of 1 John, and as I said, this is the first time that we are really repeating a book of the Bible. But we're doing this because the devotional study just had so many applications. And again, it doesn't differ from the first study in that the first study got into the technical aspects. It was the same house and nothing changed. Okay. No doctrine changed. No standard changed. No, we just saw now how it affects. It's like building a house. You see how the bricks are laid out and things are put up. Then you go inside the house to live. Okay, well, this is going inside the house to live. And so I hope that this study will be a great help to you. I also just want to encourage you to take this time to write us. It means a lot to those that put many hours a week in just on this one broadcast, 15-minute broadcast each day. It's put on our websites. We have two websites, www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist, and the other one is centralbaptistocala.org. And those two websites will post usually each day the radio message for that day, and then it'll just go down the line and go on into the system. And all those sermons remain up there on that website, especially on our website with Sermon Audio, but they all stay up there. And we try to keep count of the ones that are downloaded and things of that nature. So let me just say this to you. These men work hard and they donate all their time. Everybody involved with Lamp and Light. I think of myself as I preach it, but I think of Mark Hopper doing the technical aspects. Dick Vaught, boy, he really has a hard job because he does the things such as going by and taking these recordings and taking them home with him and dividing them up. erasing all my coughs and all my little stumbles along the line and making it a good, presentable presentation of the Word of God to you. And these guys do a great job. They're doing outstanding jobs. And yet both of these men, Dr. Hopper as well as Brother Vaught, both of them are spending about full time to this work, and they're not getting paid in dollars, but they are probably getting paid in great rewards that probably you and I would love to have one day in eternity. But these men of God are doing the job because they love the Lord, and they want you to hear the message of God. So in saying all of that, I'm just saying that since they are willing to put their time into it, why don't you just write a letter and say we're thankful not only for the Lamp and Light and its Bible teaching, but we're thankful also for the men who helped to make it go. Without the technical men, we don't have this broadcast. Without good men like these, we're in trouble. And Dale Jackson, who does our intros and outros for each day, Brother Dale Jackson, he spends his time there and doing that. Not as much for him as it is for the other guys, but Dale Jackson is a school teacher and football coach in our ministry here, and he teaches football in the school, as well as he's teaching some of the higher levels of math in our school. So here's a man that is in our Christian school, and K-3 through 12th grade is busy. All these men do this work, though, free of charge. So write an encouraging letter. And this is what Dale Jackson does for us each day, is that he gives you the physical address of our ministry here, as well as our website through which you can email us. So let me just encourage you to write us. We'd love to hear from our listeners. Maybe a program is a special blessing to you one day. Write me, let me know. Maybe you hate my program one day. Email, text me, and let me know that as well. We'd like to hear from you, and I trust that we will. All right, let's get on into our study in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Now, in the first four verses, we see the purpose of this book. It establishes Jesus Christ as one with the Father, the one in whom is eternal life. So for us, he wants us to have fellowship with him. As Christians, that should be the desire of all of us. If we do have fellowship with him, then we will have fellowship with others who are also as Christians in fellowship with him. Now, I add as Christians here a couple of times already because I want you to understand, you might be saved and not a Christian. You say, well, how can you be saved and not a Christian? Well, the word Christian means Christ-like. There are people going to be saved so as by fire. And so they are saved. But throughout all eternity, oh, the embarrassment of being saved so as by fire. And that just goes on and on and on. And so, we're talking about Christians. It's Christians, those who are Christ-like, those who walk with God, those who live according to the Word of God, those who put the Word of God first instead of the flesh, and whatever modern demographics and marketers want to tell us to do. And my friend, here's another thing, though, to consider. If we are truly in fellowship with him, we'll have fullness of joy, regardless of our circumstances. And friend, God wants you to have fullness of joy. And that's in your spirit. Way beyond what the flesh does. You see, one day you can be just as positive and happy in your flesh, and that is your fleshly nature that I'm speaking about, and the next day be depressed. But in Christ, there is fullness of joy, regardless of the circumstances. You see, our fleshly nature depends heavily upon circumstances. It's like the word happy. It comes from happenings. And so when happenings are good, people are happy. But for that one that is in fellowship with God, happenings, Circumstances don't matter. They find their joy in the Lord. I think of the young lady that was dating a young man that, well, there was just a lot of false accusations against that young man. But she knew she loved him. And so-called saved people made some of the most vicious statements against her. One of them called her just a desperate little virgin taking whoever she can get. And some people even would film her as she worked to see how she was doing. And someone made a big deal out of her fiancé bringing her a cup of coffee before work started. So those are just some of the things, and I'm saying that to just say this. I didn't get that young lady down. She knew that she was in love with that man, and that man was in love with her. And therefore, her fullness of joy came from that. And if the people wanted to enjoy their fleshly nature and say the vicious, mean thing, that's fine. Those things will pass away. But she knew that she had something that would last a lifetime. They married and had a happy and have a happy marriage. Now, so we see the purpose for us to know him is to have fellowship with him and fullness of joy as a result of having fellowship with him. And that leads to the rest of the book, which gives us the pattern to follow or how to perform. In Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 18, I think that it's very important here. It says there, that which I do not allow, for that which I should, that do I not. Now, again, he's saying, for that which I do, I allow not. And for that which I would not, but what I hate, that do I. Then I do that which I would not. I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me. Now notice. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Well, have you been there? I mean, here's this guy says, the things I would do, I don't do them. And things I wouldn't do, I end up doing them. And so he says, if then I do that which I would not, I consent to the law, it is good. It shows me I don't have the strength in myself. I need a Savior. And so the passage is the beginning. Here, this passage is the beginning of how to perform.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plants my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.